I just want to read the Song of Mary, the Magnificat, that we read a couple weeks ago, because it's awesome. That's the only reason. So check out chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." So Mary busts out into song, and of course this is after the angel comes to her and says, "You're going to bear a child, but even more than that, you're going to bear a child that is the Messiah, the one that everyone's been waiting for." And we've talked about how cool Mary was, just as a gal, as a person. She really was someone who, we know that minimally, she kept herself pure physically, because she was a virgin. And because of that, it kind of put her in this special place to be used by God in this miraculous, incredible way. And then we talked about her response to the angel. And some might look at what she said and say, why did she question God that way? But really, if you look at it, what her questions were minimal. The angel said, "You're going to bear a child." And she said, "Wait, how's that going to happen?" It was like, wait, I haven't, haven't done that. So how is that going to work out? And the angel just says, "By the Holy Spirit." And the idea after that we get is that she's just like, okay. Like she's just, I think I'd have more questions. Don't you think you'd have more questions? Okay, how exactly? Or when is this all going to take place? And all, you know, there, I'd have at least a few more questions. But she's kind of cool with it. And even beyond that, she turns to worship the Lord. And this is where we see the great evidence that Mary was a woman who knew the word of God. And she was she had a relationship with God the Father. And we see this tremendous faith, but also these truths spoken over and over again in this this song that she busts out into. But my favorite part that I've been thinking about the last several weeks is verse 49. It says, "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Now, the connotation there is that Mary alone would have not necessarily done great things. And I don't know about you, but that is where I feel all the time. It's like I am nothing, and I can't do anything on my own strength, with my own abilities. Even the things that get the abilities that God has given me, I mess them up. I don't use my full potential, as our teachers would say, or our parents would say. But Mary recognizes that he who is mighty has done great things for me, and in me, and through me. And that's what the Lord's kind of been showing me lately, that he wants to do those things through me and in me, and sometimes it's in spite of me, despite the fact that I fall short, despite the fact that I'm terrible, or that I don't use my skills the way that he wants me to use them, or that I'm unfaithful in the things that he's called me to, as simple as they may be. He still wants to use me. And the same goes for every single one of you in here. He wants to use you. He wants to work in and through you. Why? I have no idea. I really don't. I have no clue. And I've thought about it. The last couple of weeks, I've thought about it. Why? Why would you want to do this, Lord? And I don't really have an answer, except that he loves us. And he does. He absolutely loves us, and he demonstrated that by sending his son in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus went to the cross to die in my place and in your place. Father, you are awesome and worthy of our worship. Lord, thank you for meeting us tonight and for being so faithful always. Wherever two or more of us come in your name, you always meet us. And for that, we are just blown away. And Lord, I thank you that we have your word that we can read individually. Lord, every single day we can carry it around and bust it open and hear from you directly. I pray that we would take advantage of that, Lord, that we would be those who study your word, who look to you, Lord, to pray constantly. We just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of those here, what you're doing in this church, in this group. And I pray that you would just continue to do your work. We look to you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.